It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thursday afternoon, KSL News Time 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Aaron Schammel from Cottonwood Heights was sentenced to life in prison today. Schammel was the mastermind of a drug operation that shipped powerful painkillers to all 50 states, and he operated out of his home's basement. I'm KSL News Radio's John Mochak.
Second, nearly 1,500 more Utahns were told they have coronavirus today. It's about 20% of the tests taken. Two more people have died. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
We have a crash northbound on I-15 in the Riverdale area of Weber County. It's been moved over to the right shoulder. And a crash, activity northbound I-15 near Beck Street, Highway 89, blocking left lanes of traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's cooler today with sunshine around 60. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Close. 58 degrees in Salt Lake City with a breeze. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The COVID tracking project says the third surge of the virus has arrived, and it's nationwide. New cases jumping 18% this week, hospitalizations up by 14%, and Wisconsin is one of the hardest hit states.
We're at a critical point in the battle against this virus. We've had many record-setting days recently for hospitalizations, new cases, and COVID-19 deaths.
Governor Tony Evers, the virus could be a prominent subject in tonight's dueling presidential town halls. Democrat Joe Biden will appear on ABC and President Trump on NBC. Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris will campaign virtually through Monday after three staffers tested positive. Senate judiciary hearings on Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett concluded today with expert witness testimony.
Let me just say, the election will come, winners will be declared, and we get to start over.
The committee's chair is South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham at the conclusion of today's session. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. We got word this morning, former University of Utah officer Miguel Deras will not face charges after being accused of sharing explicit pictures of Lauren McCluskey. Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill joined Lee Lonsbury on Live Mike this afternoon. He said his decision was based on two facts.
First of all, we reached out to the University of Utah Police Department when we became aware of this as well, like everybody else. We had to then wait till the Department of Public Safety was done with their review to send the materials to us. And so I had my special victims unit, division director, and everybody from that team look at it. And what we all agreed that this was unprofessional and certainly raised people a concern. We couldn't find a Utah statute that fit on point. What we were left with was with this very generic official misconduct statute, but the mens rea or the mental state that was required there did not fit the evidence that we had. So we had different statutes that we could touch upon, but nothing on point. And so as a result of that, our office could not articulate a criminal remedy in terms of for accountability. And with that in mind, we also, because we discovered that deficit, we're also working with a legislator up on the Hill to try to change that because victims deserve to be protected, and this kind of conduct really does need to be held accountable.
Lauren's mother, Jill, jumped on Twitter after learning about Gill's decision this morning. She asked if the DA is afraid of prosecuting police officers for wrongdoing. Sim Gill said he's not afraid, but his hands are tied.
And I think as we went through, I think it would be a miscarriage of justice to think that there was a remedy when there wasn't one. So we discovered that the same way. We want victims to feel comfortable. This is something that I care about very deeply. And, I spoke with Lauren's mother and spoke with their counsel. And we explained to them what was going on. And so as we discovered this deficit, correcting that and getting a law in place so victims have a remedy, I think, is just as critical, because the worst thing we could do is to have victims think that there is a remedy when one, in fact, does not exist.
Despite his claim of not having a reasonable way to charge Deras with criminal misconduct, Gill says Deras' behavior was reckless. KSL News Time, 3:49. Triple Team Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, for those in Salt Lake County, you have a good drive on your Valley freeways. If you're headed southbound on I-15 from downtown, really all the way through Utah County, northbound I-15, at the south end of the valley, it's a little heavy and slow from 90th south up to Midvale. No problems on the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. Steve?
Well, we have big backups leaving downtown Salt Lake City. If you're on northbound 15, they'll start at 6 north due to a police situation near the Beck Street Highway 89 split. That's blocking left lanes. Clears out after that, but more slowdowns waiting for you. Clearfield Roy with another crash at Riverdale Road on the right shoulder. Southbound 15 in good shape. Ogden back to Salt Lake City. Great Theater will return to Salt Lake City in 2021. Discover your ticket to field at pioneertheater.org/ticket to field. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. We're going to cover the full 7-day forecast. And here's Kristen Van Dyke.
Thanks, Jeff. 7-day forecast keeps us dry for Friday. A chilly start with temperatures in the mid-30s, but then we'll warm up a bit for the afternoon with a high of 65 degrees, mostly sunny. For the weekend, partly cloudy both Saturday and Sunday, highs in the upper 60s to around 70 degrees. Heading into next week, more sunshine ahead, a high of 70 on Monday, 65 on Tuesday, and temps stay in the 60s after that. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Can I call it brisk? I mean, I get in trouble if I say 58 degrees is cold, so I'm going to call it brisk.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
This is Mom, it's got it going on. This is Mom, it's got it going on. This is Mom, it's got it going on. She's all I want.
Have you been trying to finish your basement, but you can't get an electrician to call you back? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and being your own contractor is hard. It can be frustrating trying to set up a time to meet with subs, get them to send you bids, get a hold of them to answer your questions. It can even be difficult trying to get them to come back and do the work. Trust me, I've been there. Here's the good news. Any Hour Services has an entire electrical install department, and they're a great resource to do the electrical part of finishing your basement. Once your basement's framed, call and schedule a time to meet with one of our electricians. Let them know what you need done, and most of the time, they'll be able to give you a price right then and there. The visit's free, and if you mention this radio ad, they'll give you $150 off each room you have on wire. So if you have two bedrooms, a bathroom, and a living room, that'd be four rooms, and you could save $600, money you could probably spend on the other parts of finishing your basement. For more details or to schedule an appointment, you can message us on Facebook, DM us on Instagram, or call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7300. That's 801-443-7300, Any Hour Services. Or find us online at anyhourservices.com.
When local news breaks, we'll text you. Find out about it first. Just sign up with the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. We don't spam you. To get started, all you have to do is text the word news to 57500.
I'm Congressman Chris Stewart. Throughout my time in Congress, many things have changed, from national security and privacy to the right to life and religious liberty. These challenges have kept me very busy. I'm one of the few members of the elite China Task Force and created the National Suicide Hotline. I voted to protect newborns by supporting the Born Alive Act and to help funding for Hill Air Force Base, national parks, and the new Salt Lake Airport. I'm Congressman Chris Stewart, fighting the tough fights and delivering for Utah.
I'm Chris Stewart, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Friends for Chris Stewart.
This pandemic has taken away many things. It's robbed us from our day-to-day, kept us from our work and play, and erased our views of regular, standard, and normal. But it's taught us a lot as well, including what and who matters most. That's why it's more important than ever to help protect your loved ones from the flu this season. Make a flu shot appointment for yourself and the people you care about most at smithsfoodanddrug.com/flu. At Smith's Health, we believe that your people are our people.
No need to fear your home renovation project. The only thing you need to be aware of are Ogden Flooring's scary low prices this October on flooring and countertops. Visit OgdenFlooring.com today.
Not only is fall a great time to camp and take advantage of the cool weather and the fall colors, but it's a great time to save thousands during Paris RV's season liquidation event at both locations, 4360 South State and 5545 South State. All remaining inventory is marked down at season low pricing. So now is the time to buy. Check out these specials at Paris RV. Get the 2021 Bushwhacker Jan for only $12,642 or $129 a month, zero down. Or back your truck or SUV up to the 2021 Open Range 26 BHS Super Slide Bunkhouse for only $21,995 or $229 a month, zero down. Or maybe the 2021 XLR Boost 37 TSX fits your style. This is a fully loaded fifth wheel toy hauler for only $49,888 or $359 a month, zero down. See dealer for details.
The lowest prices of the year are now at Paris RV.
At Paris RV.
We're watching Utah's money. Nothing to get excited about on Wall Street. The Dow dipped a mere 19 points, closing at 28,494. The S&P 500 dropped 5 points, and the NASDAQ composite lost 54.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless, and I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story, the struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.